Nervous Nellies.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Welcome to day one of second quarter earnings season. There are a lot of nervous Nellies out there this morning, lots of worries the battered financial sector is going to get beat up even more. With that, European stocks fell sharply. And on top of that, some news out of Britain isn't helping. Stephen Beard has more from London.
The British Chambers of Commerce surveyed 5,000 British firms and reached a very gloomy conclusion. It found a sharp fall in sales, orders and cash flow in the second quarter. Confidence in both the manufacturing and service sectors has plummeted. It's now languishing at levels not seen since the last major downturn in the early 90s. The group says that Britain is now at real risk of recession, an assessment that has to be taken seriously, says Justin Urquhart-Stewart of Seven Investment.
The British Chambers of Commerce is a really quite conservative organisation, but certainly when it describes the research it has been carrying out amongst British firms with the term alarming, then I think we should all be taking notice.
He says the UK economy has a lot in common with that of the US, a heavy reliance on over-indebted consumers who are now being squeezed by falling property prices and the rising cost of energy and food. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
European shares are down about 2%. Asian markets were mostly lower, with the Nikkei down nearly 2.5%. It was a 56-point loss for the Dow yesterday to 11,231. The Nasdaq lost 2 points to 2,243. The S&P 500 was down more than 10 points to 1,252. Almost since Hollywood's writer's strike ended, there have been rumblings about another strike. This time it's actors who could walk off TV and film sets. Whether that happens could be decided today. Votes of TV and radio artists will be tallied on a new contract with studios. Rico Galliano reports.
The Performers Union, AFTRA, has negotiated with producers for months. AFTRA President Roberta Reardon thinks the work will pay off this afternoon.
We count the ballots for the ratification of our primetime television contract, and we have every reason to expect that it will be approved by the membership.
But there's another Hollywood Actors Union. The Screen Actors Guild, a.k.a. SAG. They don't like the contract. They want actors to earn more when their work appears online. So SAG has urged the 44,000 members it shares with AFTRA to vote against the deal. Cynthia Littleton has been reporting the story for Variety.
SAG has said the AFTRA ratification vote will be a referendum. If it passes by a slim margin, expect SAG leaders to say most working actors don't like this deal. Studios have to go back to the table.
If they did, showbiz would remain in what Littleton calls limbo, at least for a couple of weeks, the time it takes for SAG membership to authorize a strike. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
GM is expected to announce today it's investing in solar power for its European factories. The Financial Times reports the company is building the world's largest rooftop solar power station in northern Spain. The solar panels will cost $78.5 million and provide about a quarter of the power needed to keep the factory running during peak production. At the same time, General Motors is accelerating the production schedule for its electric car, the Volt. Tom Libby follows the auto industry for J.D. Power and Associates. He says GM wants to put a makeover of its image on the fast track.
Overall, it says to the public, look, we're doing everything we can. We're moving as fast as we can. And this vehicle is going to be very, very fuel efficient. It's going to be a leader.
No word yet on when we'll see the Volt, though. A concept version was unveiled in January 2007. Now here's how some New York taxi drivers want to deal with the high cost of gas. They're demanding a $1 surcharge to stay on the road. The Taxi Workers Alliance says the high price of gas siphons off their business. The cabbies are demanding Mayor Mike Bloomberg institute the surcharge immediately. The group says they'll need additional surcharges if the price of gas keeps climbing. Mr. Bloomberg is opposed to the charge.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivent.com/retirement. And by BrandWeek, the news organization dedicated to the information needs of strategic-minded marketing executives. With real-time coverage, now searchable at brandweek.com.
The Olympics are exactly 1 month away. Beijing is working hard and fast to clear out its dirty skies. One key is shutting down polluting factories in nearby areas. Today was actually the closing deadline in one of those cities. Marketplace's Scott Tong is there.
The industrial city of Tangshan is home to some of China's oldest steel mills and processors. As of today, many are dormant, at least till the Olympics are over. That's bad news for metal middleman Li Jingqi. He sells raw steel rods to local plants that turn them into construction pillars.
My sales are way down because all the factories are closed. My business is down 30%. So if I lower my price, it's pointless. I assume this whole local economy is affected.
An economy that till now had been thriving. In the last generation, China has inherited a lot of the world's dirty steelwork. Today, the country produces more than the U.S., Japan, and Germany combined. Not everything is shut down in Tangshan. Many trucks are still rolling. That's because cleaner plants can stay open, as well as the dirty ones that choose to break the law. Still, lots of workers are out of a job these days. We met one at a noodle stand.
We all stay at home, about 200 of us. They give us 70 cents a day when we're not working. Normally, when we're on the job, we make $10 a day.
Just about everyone here assumes Tangshan will be back in business when the games are over. Maybe. Will Hess of the forecasting firm Global Insight says Beijing may keep the dirty ones closed forever. Bad for the locals, but good for the rest of us.
One of the ways to interpret a lot of the changes that have been made leading up to the Olympics is that it gives policymakers a real impetus to do things they otherwise couldn't do.
Beijing is also clamping down on other belching industries like carbon-intensive cement and paper. If those reforms stick, it would be good news to the world leaders currently talking climate change downwind at the G8 summit over in Japan. In Tangshan, northern China, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
To hear more from The Morning Report, visit marketplace.org. In L.A., I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.